Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
And without further ado, from the My Senior Neighborhood Studios, here's your host, Susa Wacky.
Good day, great day, new day, and another day. Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Michigan, and on the World Wide Web, if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. Today we're going to learn about having healthy legs for life. Yes, our legs get us from point A to point B for most of us, and keeping them healthy and pain-free is so important. Until you have the aches and pains that stop you or slow you down, you do not realize the value in leg health. Kind of like you never notice it until it's missing. And those little tiny spider veins that grow a little more each year may not cause you physical symptoms, but it can be the deeper veins associated with them that do. And then, of course, varicose veins are completely a different story, with the damaged valves that hold more blood at a higher pressure than normal. And this extra pressure actually forces fluid into the surrounding tissue, which causes legs to swell and your feet to feel tired and achy. And we want and need healthy legs, as the veins are the blood vessels that are responsible for returning the blood back to the heart and against gravity from our legs. I have a number of expert guests joining me today, and I have Dr. Flora and Dr. Jan Katznelson from USA Vein Clinics, and they're going to address healthy legs for life. And then I will have Tricia Minoni, the founder, owner, and a registered nurse from Partners in Senior Care. And she will be joining us to talk about, or to teach us about, tips for healthy legs. And I have the right doctors here. And in fact, Dr. Jan Katznelson is a highly skilled and accomplished cardiovascular and thoracic surgeon with more than 20 years experience in surgical treatment, cardiac and thoracic and vascular diseases, and his accomplishments have brought him actually international recognition. And if you are looking for a doctor for leg vein health, I have the right man. After he completed his training, Dr. Katznelson was awarded a faculty position at the University of Chicago Hospitals, where he was performing heart transplants along with routine open heart surgeries. And so welcome, Dr. Von Katznelson, Jan, excuse me, and Dr. Flora to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, I am glad that you're here. And I talked a little bit about your experience. You have a lot of experience in the area of cardiovascular. And how did this actually lead you into working or opening your clinics? Because your clinics are nationwide right now, or currently. They're actually in Chicago, New York, Massachusetts, and the Los Angeles areas, right?
Correct.
And so you opened up Chicago. Now, Chicago has three locations. And how did you transition into that, from being, working so heavily into cardiovascular?
Cardiac surgery is connected to vascular surgery because it's all about circulation, all about providing nutrition for tissue and organs. And I was always interested, how can we achieve the same goal using minimally invasive approach? When I was doing heart surgery, I was specializing in minimal invasive valve repairs, when instead of big incision, we can do just a 3-inch tiny incision on the chest that nobody will ever see and fix and achieve the same perfect result. And arterial work, blockages in the blood vessels were always part of cardiovascular work, as well as veins. The problem with the veins was, despite of progress in medicine, the treatment was the same for almost 100 years.
Oh.
There was no innovations. The main treatment was stripping, removing of the veins through pretty barbaric approach when we had to do incisions and insert a metal rod or catheter and then place the round conic knife and then just pull the vein.
Ouch.
That's right.
Very painful.
Very painful, not precise, and it took long time for people to recover. Some people were bragging, oh, we had a professor doing our surgery. It was lasting 5 hours, and what did people get out of it? A few weeks of pain, 3 months until they really recover, and in 25-30% nerve damage, and in most of the cases, veins actually, some veins were left in place.
Mm-hmm.
Because how you know from point A to point B, usually we have more than one road. The same thing, when the stripping was done, there were a few incisions in the lower portion of the leg and upper portion of the leg, and this conduit, you know, the metal road, could have gone through the right vein or wrong vein.
Mm-hmm.
There was no way to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why many times, because we have a parallel roads, you know, in the vein circulation. So the treatment was very much far from perfect.
And
tell you the truth, I was trying.
Absolutely progressed as we've moved forward.
That's right. Two things happen. First of all, ultrasound. Ultrasound came about maybe 40 years ago, and it was slowly progressing to the point that we were able to see tiniest veins, 1 millimeter, 2 millimeter in diameters, and we were able to recognize not only the veins, the size of them, but also see the valves. And when we saw that, we realized, wow, there are some important functions in the veins that we kind of ignored before because there was no tool to look inside the vein. How we know? The blood, in order to circulate, should come all the way down to the leg from the heart. And that seems to be easy, right? Because we have a gravity and we have a blood pressure.
Right.
So it kind of flows down by itself if people do not have a severe blockages in the arteries. So how this huge amount of blood will go up? Weird, right? We'd never think about this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good.
better not to think of it, right?
But actually, it comes up because we have a muscle, what we call a muscle pump. We have a deep veins that are located under the muscles. And when we walk, we squeeze those veins and double valves, tiny valves in those veins, make sure that blood goes only in one direction, up. We also have a superficial veins that are above the muscles and under the skin, sometimes not visible. You know, most of the time those veins not visible, but because they're above the muscle, they have no real productive function because nothing squeezed them, right? If nothing squeezed them, how the blood will go up?
Right.
No way. Unfortunately, those veins have a tendency to increase in size, in diameter.
Is that where the spider veins come in, or they start as spider veins and then they move into varicose veins?
Usually it's other way around.
Oh, really?
Because we have a kind of trunks, it's called great and short saphenous vein. The trunks of the veins that's right above the muscle. Those trunks give branches, and the branches give kind of leaves. So the main vein that usually gives the troubles, the veins that connect it with the deep circulation on few levels, the saphenous veins. Those veins, when they increase in size, they stretch the valve, and valve's kind of the door between the deep system and superficial. So imagine the blood cell that finally got all the way to the top of the leg in the groin area, in the connection between superficial vein and deep vein, has a choice. If the door is open, why it would go all the way up? You know, towards the heart, it can easily go down, fall down, like waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
So the same thing happens in the leg. That's what happens. You know, blood goes down in those saphenous veins. Saphenous veins trying to bring blood down, and it goes into the branches of this vein. Those branches create increase in size and create varicose veins. And spider veins, it's kind of leaves of this vascular
varicose
tree. Yep. And sometimes, and there's huge variability. If arterial anatomy is pretty much predictable, venous anatomy is very, very different. So many times we see spider veins, many times we see varicose veins. 50% of patients that come to us do not have any veins. They just have a circulation problem. outflow circulation problem that presents with pain and swelling and night cramps and discoloration, ulcers, all different things without even a trace of any veins on the surface.
Oh, so they're just in pain with their legs, and they really don't know why because the veins are not real apparent, but it's actually the varicose veins underneath.
Yes.
Is what I'm hearing.
Yep. Let me teach you, our listeners, very short thing. If you have a leg pain and you walk and this pain gets worse, that's probably because of arterial disease. If when you walk you feel better, that's most probably from the vein problem.
Well, we are going to take a quick break. I'm here with Dr. Jan Katznelson from USA Vein Clinics. Their website is usaveinclinics.com. Don't go away. We're going to go more into where genetics play a role in, or if they do, with vein problems. We'll be right back. This is Aging Info Radio.
60. Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
You promise yourself you'll take care of your painful, swollen legs. You'll feel great again and get your life back. Call USA Vein Clinics and find out about a non-surgical, virtually painless laser procedure called EVLT that takes less than 15 minutes and is covered by Medicare. At USA Vein Clinics, thousands have overcome leg pain, burning, itching, swelling, and cramps. With leg vein problems, serious complications can occur, so don't wait. Call USA Vein Clinics now, day or night, at 773-303-1012. Are you worried about your parents falling in their own home? Are your parents moving in with you? Whether in your home or theirs, Generation Renovation specializes in evaluating, designing, and renovating living spaces to accommodate your tastes and the changing needs of an elderly or handicapped person. From simply adding a walk-in shower and safety bars to making an entire home wheelchair accessible, Generation Renovation is the only call you have to make. For your free in-home evaluation, call 224-795-8310 or visit GenerationRenovation.com.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Yes, I'm here with quite the team of doctors, Dr. Flora Katznelson and Dr. Jan Katznelson, and they're with USA Vein Clinics. These are the doctors that you want to see if you have any problems with your legs. And before we went to break, we were talking about genetics and the role that vein problems, is this genetic or do you find it is?
It is.
It is.
You know, many people feel better if they have someone to blame. So that's exactly the case with the veins. If mother or father, just one of the parents, has a problem with the veins, the chance is that 70% chance that you will have the problem. If both parents have problems with the veins, it's practically 99% guaranteed.
Now, the sooner that you address the problems, is it like you were talking about the barbaric ways that varicose veins used to be removed? So if you start having any type of symptoms, which we're going to go into the symptoms, maybe Dr. Flora, you can give us some of the symptoms to look for. If you're kind of like proactive with this, is it better if it is heavily genetic in your DNA?
Like everything in medicine, when we decide about treatment and treatment options, we weigh the risk and benefit. So the risk of not knowing of the disease or waiting longer with the disease is to get to more advanced stage of the disease. And the biggest problem, a complication, in addition to all these everyday problems and pain and swelling, is that people can have a blood clot. And blood clot is a deadly complication.
Absolutely.
And many people say that we went on vacation, we were flying to Europe, and suddenly when we landed, the vacation was over. My legs were huge and heavy and painful. I couldn't move. So all those things, if we diagnose on time, before complication, can be prevented, treated, or at least the disease can be postponed. Because if you know that you have a problem, even if it's not that painful or bad, you can do certain things to prevent progression, like wearing compression stockings, walking a lot, elevate your legs, maybe take a baby aspirin, certain things that will prevent bad complications. And if you already started having the symptoms, maybe at this point the disease is limited to one vein or two veins, not to all the veins in your leg.
Mm-hmm. And don't wait for the pain to show up if you know it's genetic.
Yes, it's good to check. Mm-hmm. Then you can prevent the disease or prevent the progression of the disease. Not every time that someone had their parents with the disease obligates people to have a treatment.
Right.
But if you know they have a predisposition, maybe you can take certain steps and even prevent the disease and totally avoid the treatment. That's possible too.
Absolutely. So your USA Vein Clinics, their phone number is 773-303-1012. And you can also go to their website at usaveinclinics.com. And Dr. Flora, what are some of the symptoms that people should be aware of? Or, if, you know, a lot of times you get aches and pains as you move on down the road, or you're really physically active, say you're doing a repetitive up and down stairs, moving somebody or something like that. When do you know you should come to USA Vein Clinics?
Hello, everyone. And well, first of all, welcome to the USA Vein Clinics. Second of all, the symptoms are a huge variety. Number one that people actually don't know that they have is leg cramps or cramps during the night or restless leg syndrome. Is something that people have. And when you ask them if they have any leg symptoms, they say, well, we have nothing. Everybody's got cramps. Well, Sue, I don't know if you have cramps every night. I certainly don't. And I tell them, well, leg cramps is one of the horrible symptoms of varicosities and venous insufficiency. So I tell them that leg cramps goes away with the first treatment that we do. That's one of the most one of the symptoms that goes away right away. Restless legs is when you can't really stop moving your legs during the night, or you can't find an appropriate spot for your legs. And that goes away right away after the first treatment. So people are extremely thankful. Leg pains, certainly tiredness and fatigue after you come home after a long day of walking or standing. People are with professions like nurses, barbers, teachers, people who stand on their feet all day, they come home and they can't wait to put their legs up. Those are the people that come and really cry to us and say, please help, because I can't wait to get rid of that tiredness and fatigue.
Now let's talk about the treatment that you offer at USA Vein Clinics. It sounds like the people are, you know, like what you just explained, coming to you and saying, oh, please help me, I'm in pain, or my feet just ache, or my legs are heavy. What is your treatment? Because it's definitely not the barbaric way it used to be, right, Dr. Yan?
Yes. Before this, I just want to say a couple of words. Why people have symptoms. We have two kind of symptoms. One type of symptoms because there's too much blood that doesn't leave the leg. It's symptoms of pressure and heaviness and swelling and discoloration because so much blood doesn't leave the leg, so it goes into the skin. And this brownish discoloration that we see, it's not other than just rusty iron because blood has a red blood cells. Red blood cells have hemoglobin, and hemoglobin is iron. You know, it's a molecule. It's iron, and iron with oxygen gives the rusty color. So the thick, bad skin with discoloration, it's typical presentation of venous insufficiency. Another the symptoms can be from poor circulation, because skin, for example, is a very active organ. It's constantly regenerating. And if we don't have underlying good circulation, the skin is not normal. And we have also cramps because muscles need good blood supply. And we have a poor skin quality and skin turgor and skin look from the veins. And sometimes skin even dies. That's why people have ulcers. Mm-hmm. People with diabetes have neuropathy,
right,
and burning feet. And neuropathy is because the ends of the neurons do not have proper function. Mm-hmm. So if in addition that they're not very well fed because of diabetes, they're also squeezed because of the swelling, they stop working. That's why we have all the neuropathy and burning feet and pain in the leg. And also those nerves don't feel very well. So when people bump into something or scratch the leg, they don't feel that they hurt themselves. But this wound can be non-healing for many, many days.
It takes a long time because the body's not operating properly.
Or even can lead to ulcers. Mm-hmm. Most people that come to us with ulcers, they've been in treatment and wound care centers for many weeks or months or years. But most of the problem etiology of the wounds, it's from the vein circulation. Many more from vein circulation than arterial. So as far as the treatment.
Right.
The goal of the treatment, prevent blood to go in the wrong direction, downwards in those wrong veins. So we can do it three ways. Either we can remove those veins completely. That was intention of the old treatment, barbaric one.
Right.
Or we can compress those veins, just put some pressure, because those veins are under the skin. So if we squeeze the skin by elastic stockings, we can prevent blood from going backwards, and this is treatment that helps alleviate some of the symptoms. It doesn't treat the underlying condition, but it makes people feel better, like a very good tight Band-Aid.
Mm-hmm.
And the third treatment, because it's really not practical to wear compression stockings all day long, winter and summer, so another option is to close these valves and veins from inside. Innovative endovenous laser therapy is when we insert hair-thin laser fiber inside the vein under ultrasound guidance and without almost any feeling from the patient or discomfort. We bring the tip of the catheter about 2-3 centimeters, 1 inch below the junction bed vein or good vein, and then we seal the bed vein. We do it under local anesthesia that's...
Now, is this for both varicose and for spider veins?
It's for the big veins that feed varicose veins, okay, and spider veins.
I see.
If we can define that they have a problem with the valves.
And the that's procedure, the vein it is.
Procedure usually takes 7, 8, 10 minutes, maybe 15 minutes. It's really short, painless, minimal invasive, and people able to go to work, practically drive-by treatment.
Drive-by. Once again, I'm here with Dr. Jan Katznelson and Dr. Flora Katznelson with USA Vein Clinics. Their website is usaveinclinics.com. Stay right here on AM 560 WIND. We're going to find out more about vein disease and how you do not have to live with pain. We'll be right back.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300, 847-623-6300.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call. ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit elderworks.com. That's works with an E.
Mom's Alzheimer's is getting worse. She's having more bad days now. I lay awake at night worried the phone will ring. Is she wandering again? I feel so guilty for not being there with her more, but I've got my kids and my work. If we have to pay for full-time care, it'll wipe us out.
You need answers about Alzheimer's, resources, financial guidance, and compassion.
I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know what to do.
Reach out to Law Elder Law. We're a compassionate law group that can help you cope with Alzheimer's. We have a vast library of resources and a long list of contacts. We can help you preserve your family's financial resources so you can provide the best possible care for your loved one. Call for your personalized family strategy session and caregiver blueprint at 855-ELDER-LAW. Rick Law and his compassionate team at Law Elder Law can help you preserve your stability and dignity. Call 855-ELDER-LAW, 855-ELDER-LAW.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, "Let me see." Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216, 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You are listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Chicago is.
For My Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, you have three choices. You can give in, give up, or give it all you got. I'm here with Dr. Flora Katznelson and Dr. Jan Katznelson from USA Vein Clinics. Their phone number is 773-303-1012. And I would like to talk about, we were talking about the procedures before we went to break. How about the recovery? What is involved in the recovery? Like you said, some people walk right out, or it probably depends on the procedure, of course. But what is the recovery like?
All people walk out. We don't have any place to store people, and the procedure is done under local anesthesia. Obviously, it's not the same as cleaning teeth, okay, mm-hmm. because we need more local anesthesia, and that's why many times we cannot fix the leg in one procedure, because we have limitation how much local anesthesia we give. But in general, a couple minutes after we're done with the procedure, we put compression dressing, either by bandages or elastic stockings, and people are ready to go.
Now, are they sore the next day, or what are some of the recovery? What happens the next day or within hours after the anesthesia wears off?
Statistically speaking, most of the patients do not take any pills after procedure with the newest laser that we have. About 40%, 35% take pills like Tylenol or Motrin the evening after procedure when the anesthesia wears off, and maybe next morning. And maybe 2 to 5% take more pills, you know, in 2-3 days. And very rarely we have Tylenol number 3, a little bit stronger than regular Tylenol. But it's really very well-tolerated procedure. I think the biggest discomfort is just wearing compression stockings. That's the biggest complaint we have.
And so if the main vein is fixed inside, then do the varicose veins that are sticking out or bulging out in legs start to dissipate? Is that what happens?
First of all, the leg kind of shrinks, because if we don't have a swelling, people would present with swelling. Mm-hmm. The next morning after procedure, they cannot recognize the vein because it's smaller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we didn't cut anything out.
Medical technologies and the advancements just a beautiful thing?
That's right.
Absolutely.
And varicose veins, they shrink, and some of them disappear completely. Some of them stay like a balloon that deflated. So with those deflated balloons or deflated varicose veins, we can deal by removing them through tiny incision, what we call microphlebectomy. Kind of, and that looks like a scratches on the skin that close by themselves without any need for stitching. Imagine a huge balloon that cannot get through the door. Mm-hmm. If we puncture the balloon and it's deflated, it can get out through the keyhole. The same thing with the big varicose veins. When they're deflated, they're so small because they're very thin-walled, and they can be removed from 1 millimeter opening, what we call microphlebectomy. Or sometimes we do sclerotherapy. So that's our options. At the end, we want to make sure that people feel good and look good.
And then the, for some patients, the follow-up, they come in every few months to just check on, or what do you recommend as far as follow-up?
Usually
it depends.
Usually they come for follow-up immediately after procedure, about two, three, four days after procedure for the ultrasound that we can confirm that the vein that we intended to close is closed and the vein that we didn't want to touch is open.
This is so interesting. It sounds so good to be true. Now, I know Dr. Flora Katznelson, when we were at break, you said that you have a great story. What is that story?
Well, first, before I go into my story, I wanted, Dr. Jan just mentioned a dental anesthesia, and we actually have a dentist who is a great patient of ours who would come for at around 8:30 for her procedure and would have her own patient and on the chair at 9 o'clock. So if you're talking about recovery, there is practically no downtime whatsoever. She was able to walk out. As far as my story goes, we had a wonderful lady who was a patient of ours who was brought on the wheelchair into the office because she could not stand at all. That's how bad her pain was. At her 6 months follow-up, the lady walked into the office on high heels, and we had no idea who she was. So she gave us her name, and no one, not one single person from the office recognized her. The only reason why we recognized her is because her son was with her, the one who wheeled her in the first time on the wheelchair.
What a wonderful story. Now, what about insurance? Real quick, we're getting real close on time here. Tap on that.
Because it's a medical condition, in cases that's beyond just tiny spider veins, most of the patients after ultrasound are eligible for coverage by Medicare, medical insurances, private insurances, and it's very important to have an ultrasound, make sure, recognize the symptoms, and get the coverage because it's practically free present to yourself.
Well, that's so great. You do not have to live with pain in your legs, varicose veins, spider veins. You contact USA Vein Clinics at usavainclinics.com. Their number is 773-303-1012. Thank you both so much for being on Aging Info Radio, Dr. Flora and Dr. Jan Katznelson.
Thank you, Sue.
Yes,
thank
you. Once again, their number is 303-1012, area code 773. This is Aging Info Radio. We'll be right back.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
You promise yourself you'll take care of your painful, swollen legs. You'll feel great again and get your life back. Call USA Vein Clinics and find out about a non-surgical, virtually painless laser procedure called EVLT that takes less than 15 minutes and is covered by Medicare. At USA Vein Clinics, thousands have overcome leg pain, burning, itching, swelling, and cramps. With leg vein problems, serious complications can occur, so don't wait. Call USA Vein Clinics now, day or night, at 773-303-1012.
Hi, this is Sue Zawacki, host of Aging Info Radio. My retirement account kept getting smaller, being tied to our volatile market until I met John O'Connor. I attended an O'Connor & Associates workshop, How to Not Outlive My Retirement, and he switched my account to a fixed rate for growth. Best of all, my IRA will continue to grow well into my retirement years when I need it most. Call O'Connor and Associates at 847-274-2681 or visit O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz.
Are you worried about your parents falling in their own home? Are your parents moving in with you? Whether in your home or theirs, Generation Renovation specializes in evaluating, designing, and renovating living spaces to accommodate your tastes and the changing needs of an elderly or handicapped person. From simply adding a walk-in shower and safety bars to making an entire home wheelchair accessible, Generation Renovation is the only call you have to make. For your free in-home evaluation, call 224-795-8310 or visit GenerationRenovation.com.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Yes, I have Tricia Minoni with me. She's my other guest today, and Tricia is a registered nurse. She's also the founder and owner of Partners in Senior Care, and Tricia is a world of information. And Tricia, I'd like for you to give us some, you work with a lot of people that, or your company goes into homes and does a lot of the home caring and also geriatric care management, but you work with a lot of patients that deal with pain in their legs. What would you say some of the tips are for having healthy legs?
Well, we like ways that are easy to remember. And I not only deal with seniors, but I do a lot of health education for people in general, Sue. And so the healthy leg rule is save, S-A-V-E, as made. So if you think of those letters, S-A-V-E-A-S, M-A-D-E, then you think of the 10 healthy tips to keep our legs healthy and in good condition for all of our life. So
S, give me an
S.
Yes.
Stop crossing your legs. Crossing your legs restricts your blood flow, and this causes leg problems. So I'm old enough to remember etiquette classes, and as Mrs. Jones always told us, classy ladies never cross their legs at their knees. They only cross them at their ankles.
So okay, there you go.
That's S.
Okay,
active exercising. And that makes a world of difference for your legs. So walking, jogging, even swimming. It keeps your blood circulating. Exercise is good for lots of things, but it will keep your legs in shape and promote circulation. You have to have a way to pump that blood back to your heart, and the farthest part away is your legs, so keep them moving.
Give me a V.
Vitamins. You need to eat right, and that means the proper amount of calcium and vitamin D. That helps to build bone health, and it's a significant difference for women postmenopausal. We certainly don't want to develop osteoporosis, and many of us can remember Great Aunt Tilly and her dowager hump. It's not what any of us want. So eat food that is high in calcium, or talk to your doctor about a supplement of calcium and vitamin D. So
and
take your
now,
vitamins. Elevate.
Elevate.
Yes, you have to think of your circulatory system as a pump, and your heart is that pump. And so it's pumping your blood around, and that's keeping your tissues oxygenated and in good shape. And the very farthest away from your heart are your feet and your ankles. So when you're sitting, whether that's watching TV at night or at a desk, although it's a little trickier when your boss is watching, you need to raise your legs so they're parallel to the ground, because that's going to improve the circulation and get it flowing back to your heart. And the better your circulation is, the better oxygenated your cells are, and the better they're able to support the veins in your system. So that's elevate your legs.
And that's save. Now let's go to as.
As. All right. I don't have a problem with this anymore. I've gotten older and wiser, but A, avoid high heels. So as I look at my granddaughter and the other 20-year-olds out there, stilettos do make your legs look longer and thinner, but they're not good for you. And
what about moderation there? Let's just go with a little moderation there with those. All right.
Right. Well, 2-inch heels. 2-inch heels.
2-inch heels. There you go.
Now, there we go.
And so what about the S?
Shower. Showers are better than baths because hot baths, heat can cause your blood vessels to dilate. And this, in turn, decreases that flow in your legs. So a shower puts less heat on your legs, and it's good to use cold water on your legs to improve circulation and tone, which moves us into what we ladies should be doing all over our body, and that's moisturize. M is for moisture. And so put lotion on your legs. It improves the elasticity and supports your cell walls, and it's also going to minimize the appearance of any varicose veins. So moisture is good for your face. Moisture is good for your legs.
And we've got an A.
Another A. Avoid staying in one position too long. You might rust like the Tin Man. So keep moving, and that keeps, again, your circulation. So take walking breaks during the day. If you sit at work or if you're a bit of a couch potato. Now, if you have a job where you stand.
Okay, we're going to move right on into the D&E real quick because
D&E.
We're going to. Yeah,
don't
a couple words.
Smoke.
Okay,
don't
there
smoke.
You go.
Set. And E, eat a healthy diet and maintain an ideal body weight. Those rules and save is made.
And I think the really, really important one, and once again, that save is made, but staying moving, keep moving. Like you say, take a quick 5-minute walk to jumpstart your circulation. Do not stay in one position too long. Once again, I was just speaking with Tricia Mannoni, the founder and owner of Partners in Senior Care, and their phone number is 847-548-1330. Thank you so much, Tricia, for being on Aging Info Radio.
Thanks for calling.
And save is made. We'll be right back.
I have an important business trip coming up. I used to worry about Mom every time I went. I'm proud of her independence, but I worry about her safety and well-being when I'm not around. Not anymore. I called Partners in Senior Care. Their team of compassionate geriatric care managers specialize in helping seniors and their families navigate the aging journey. Call Partners in Senior Care. They can help you too. 847-548-1330. 847-548-1330. Or visit them on the web at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Needing long-term care is a reality of life, and long-term care insurance helps preserve assets and provides peace of mind. LTCI pays for home care, assisted living, and nursing facilities. 3 out of 4 people over 65 will need long-term care, costing $80,000 annually. Mega LTC are specialists when it comes to long-term care insurance.
For more information, call Peter or Brian at Mega Long-Term Care, 800-533-6242, or visit MAGALTC.com.
Heritage Woods of Gurnee is an affordable assisted lifestyle community for seniors 65 and over who cannot live alone at home anymore. Understanding the affordability and differences of Heritage Woods is the key. They differ from assisted living communities because of the financial program, which includes Medicaid and allows many people the opportunity to stay for as long as they want. For more information on how you can afford an assisted lifestyle, call 847-623-6300. 847-623-6300.
Welcome to the groundbreaking of a new and exciting virtual web-based community called My Senior Neighborhood. The neighborhood will consist of businesses and professional services that specialize in working with seniors, baby boomers, and their families. At MySeniorNeighborhood.com, visitors can quickly find a needed resource. If you are a business or a professional that would like to be a providing member of the neighborhood, go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com. That's MySeniorNeighborhood.com. Or call 847-466-1700.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
wrapping up today's show today. USA Vein Clinics is the progressive place to go if you have any type of problems in your legs. Dr. Jan Katznelson and Dr. Flora Katznelson, these are the progressive doctors. The way that he explained it, it's very the procedure is not invasive, and the recovery is very short time. And then, of course, those tips for healthy legs are save as made, and as Tricia Minoni from Partners in Senior Care just talked about. And make sure you save the date of August 21st and 22nd for the 17th Annual Senior Lifestyle Expo at Drury Lane Theater in Oakbrook Terrace. Enjoy entertainment, attractions. There's going to be a lot of exhibitors in the aging and elder care industry, and I do believe USA Vein Clinics is one of them. And all of these details are available at seniorlifestyleexpo.org. And I have two words about long-term care insurance, and that is get it. And I have the best resource in the Chicagoland area, and that's MAGA LTC. They have been doing long-term care insurance planning for 38 years. This is the only thing that they focus on. And you can get in touch with MAGA at 800-533-6242. And it's still a no mazy day today. Pets are better off at home, and she is with the heat out there. And my paws pooch of the week is Tessie, a female 1-year-old Maltese. And you can call Paws Chicago at 773-935-7296 or go to pawschicago.org. And Tessie is waiting, and of course, with her paws crossed, for you to call. And once again, pause is 773-935-7296. And do check out our website. You know, many times you're driving in your car listening to the radio. You cannot write down or remember what you heard or the person talking. You can always find out all about my guests at agingradio.com. We have future guests listed. We have our current guests from today. They'll be on podcast with their website and contact information. And USA Vein Clinics and Partners in Senior Care both have a sponsor page at agingradio.com. So make sure you check that out. And check out our guests coming up. We have a lot of interesting shows scheduled through August. Once again, that's agingradio.com. If you cannot find what you're looking for, you can call Aging Info Radio at 866-560-3965, and we will move it forward if at all possible. And if you have a request for a specific topic on a show, let us know that as well. And once again, I would like to thank my guests today, Dr. Flora and Dr. Jan Katznelson, from USA Vein Clinics at 773-303-1012. Their website is usaveinclinics.com. And Tricia Minoni, the owner and founder and a registered nurse at Partners in Senior Care at 847-548-1330. Thank you to my listeners, my sponsors, Debbie, my awesome technical programmer and AM560 WIND. I am Susa Wacky, and I will be back next Saturday morning, and this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
My Senior Neighborhood was proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.